This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML decides to hold its general convention on November 18 to 22nd. Judicial Council recommends Kumar Chural and Nakul Suvedi as justices of the Supreme Court. And US and allies promise 1 billion COVID vaccines for Southeast Asia. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the ruling Communist Party, Unified Marxist-Leninist CPN-UML, has assigned roles to its leader announcing the party's new general convention. The meeting of the committee held at Balwatar yesterday decided to hold the party's general convention from the 18th to 22nd of November. The meeting also annulled all the positions in the party except the party's chair and the general secretary and reassigned the responsibilities to the leaders. The meeting appointed Pradeep Kumar Gewali as the party's spokesperson. Central committee member of the party Surya Thapa said the meeting appointed 23 leaders including Rambadu Thapa Badal, entering the CPN-UML from the CPN Maoist Center as central committee members of the party. Likewise, the meeting designated Subhas Nemwang as the in charge of province number 1, Satyanarayan Mandal as the in charge of province number 2, Rambadu Thapa Badal as the in charge of Bagmati province, Prithibi Subbagurung as the in charge of Gandaki province, Sankar Pokhrel as the in charge of Lumbini province, Yamlal Kandel as the in charge of Karnali province and Lekhraj Bhatta as the in charge of the far western province. The meeting of the Judicial Council held yesterday has recommended the name of Dr. Kumar Chural and Nakul Suvedi to the post of Justices of the Supreme Court. Spokesperson of the Council, Man Bahadur Karki, said the meeting chaired by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir, J.B. Rana, also recommended 18 people for the post of Judges of the High Court. The Council's recommendation should be endorsed by the Parliamentary Hearing Committee within 45 days. If the hearing could not be held for 45 days, the recommendation will be led to the appointments automatically. Janata Samajwadi Party has constituted a two-member task force to draft the regulations for the party's parliamentary party. Leader of the party, Keshav Jha, said the meeting of the parliamentary party of the Janata Samajwadi Party yesterday formed a task force including leader Anil Jha and Ram Shai Yadav. Leader Jha said only after drafting the regulations the way would be open for the election of the leader of the parliamentary party. The Ministry of Health and Populations reported 48 new corona infection cases with 61 recoveries yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,100 infected people, more than 271,100 had recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. The police have held four people from Bauda area in Kathmandu in possession of 2.5 kilograms of uranium. The police arrested Naren Singh Tamang, Januka Tamang and Prakash Chauhan of Ramechhap district and Manoj Nyupane of Sindhupalchuk district on Thursday for possessing uranium. They were made public yesterday and sent to the custody for investigations and further actions. The laws have banned possessing or transporting uranium in Nepal. The International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives has said prosperity in the country can be achieved by identifying and developing tourist destinations in all the seven provinces. A meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday, the committee members drew the attention of the government towards effects in the sustainable tourism in the country. They argued that the change of ministers and subsequent trend of altering the policies and action plans have affected the development of the tourism sector. The committee stressed on the need for formulating long-term plans for development of the tourism sector by the participation of the experts. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि दस कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ अरे हजुरको एनटिसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पिर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भयो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday separately received the annual reports of the Muslim Commission and the Office of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2019-20 submitted by the respective constitutional bodies. Chairperson of the Muslim Commission, Nepal, Samim Mia Ansari, presented the Commission's report while Attorney General Agni Prasad Kharel submitted the annual report of the Office of the Attorney General yesterday. CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has said a peaceful agitation is needed in the country for the protection of the Constitution. Addressing an inaugural session of the first general convention of the National Dalit Journalist Association Nepal in Butwal yesterday. Chairman Prachanda said, accomplishments of long struggle and sacrifices were at risk and the peaceful agitation was essential to safeguard the achievements. Also speaking on the occasion, Nepali Congress leader Bal Krishna Khad said the government had a responsibility of safeguarding the constitution. He also urged all to move ahead to protect the constitution by accepting the multi-party system. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The leaders of the US, Australia, India and Japan have agreed to deliver 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine to much of Asia by the end of 2022. The joint commitment was made following the first leaders' meeting of the so-called Quad, a group formed in 2007. The vaccines expected to be the single-dose Johnson & Johnson product are set to be manufactured in India. The US said the massive joint commitment would initially focus on delivering doses to Southeast Asia. He said the vaccines would go to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, as well as the Pacific and beyond. The Indian company Biological Limited will manufacture the extra doses of the Johnson & Johnson jab, which received initial World Health Organization approval on Friday. Shops, restaurants and schools will be closed across most of Italy on Monday, with Prime Minister Mario Draghi warning of a new wave of coronavirus outbreak. For 3 days over Easter, that is 3rd to 5th April, there will be a total shutdown. Italy, which 1 year ago imposed one of the first national lockdowns, is once again struggling to contain the rapid spread of coronavirus infection. Italy has reported more than 100,000 COVID-related deaths, Europe's second highest tally after the United Kingdom. Italy's vaccination campaign has been hit by delays, as has been seen elsewhere in the European Union. Elsewhere, Bulgaria, Denmark and Norway have all paused the use of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine over fears it causes blood clots. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region also remain. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum of 28 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. C CPN-UML decides to hold its general convention on November 18 to 22nd. Judicial Council recommends Kumar Chudal and Nakul Subevi as justices of the Supreme Court. And U.S. and allies promise 1 billion COVID vaccines for Southeast Asia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.